Welcome to Big Blend Radio's California Sequoia Country Show, home to Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks, Giant Sequoia National Monument and Sequoia National Forest, and the charming historic agricultural communities that make up Tulare County. Hey, everybody, welcome to Big Blend Radios. You know what? We love to go to the Sequoia region in California, in Central California. And April is the month that we get to celebrate National Park Week. And this year it is April 20th through 28th. Of course, Earth Day is April 22nd. And we've got Arbor Day in there too. And Junior Ranger Day is April 27th, a good time, Saturday, April 27th, to take your kids into the national parks. So we've got Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park. We've got Sequoia National Forest, Giant Sequoia National Monument. And we've all got these wonderful parks and preserves and public lands all throughout Tulare County. So that's what we're going to be talking about. Even if you're going into the wonderful downtown communities, there's parks and all kinds of outside adventures to be had, like picnics. Who doesn't want to go on a picnic? I do. So we've got two wonderful guests joining us from the Sequoia Tourism Council. And so the website for everyone is go to discoverthesequoias.com. All the websites I give you today will be in the show notes as usual. But first, we've got Cynthia Kawasaki-Yi back on the show from the National Parks. How are you? She's from the National Park. She has her own band. Yes. How are you?
Thanks for having us again, Lisa.
It's good to have you back on the show. How are the parks looking? Because I heard you got snow at one point. It's like, what's going on? What are the parks looking like?
This is one of my favorite times of year. You have really warm spring weather in the foothills. You start to see wildflowers, but you can go just up the road 45 minutes and you are in giant forest. And you see the lovely white snow covering the ground. We've had some new snow coming in the last couple of weeks, and more to come, I think, tomorrow or tonight. So it's just a really lovely time where you get to experience just a range of experiences here in the park. Spring break is in full swing, so that's still happening, and so there's a lot of activity everywhere.
Awesome. Awesome. Also, we have Suzanne Bianco back on the show from Visit Visalia. Suzanne, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. This is a wonderful time of year. Wildflowers are blooming in the foothills. It's just a gorgeous time of year.
Okay. So what's the downtowns looking like? Like Visalia, the county seat? How's Visalia got flowers everywhere and trees greening out?
Mm-hmm, yeah. And a lot of pedestrians are out strolling the streets, shopping and stopping in at restaurants and sitting at outdoor cafes. It's a really great time of year when it's warm, especially in the evening. So you can sit and relax and have some dinner or a little glass of wine or something like that. It's a great time of year.
I love this, being outdoors. And that's our topic. So we're going to talk about parks throughout the community, but I want to go right to you, Cynthia. So you've got Sequoia and Kings Canyon that you get to work for. You're so lucky. You're lucky. I mean, honestly, every time a park ranger comes on the show, I'm just like, I want to be you for a day. Like Betty White wanted to work for the National Forest Service. But back in those days when she wanted to do that, women weren't really, it wasn't common to see a woman in the Forest Service. So I don't know about that in regards to the Park Service, when women started to, infiltrate and take reign, but it's happening now. So Cynthia, tell us about, I know there's some road closures that are possible, like the week of the 15th, I think.
Yeah, starting the middle of April, we're going to have some road construction. We had a lot of road damage happen last winter with the atmospheric rivers. And so out of all the damage that we had, we now have just one spot that's left to be fixed along the General's Highway between the foothills and Giant Forest. And so that requires some major drilling operations. And so that part of the project will take about 4 weeks. And so middle of April to about May 10th, middle of May, we'll see some daytime closures, specifically Tuesday through Thursday. It'll be completely closed from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, we'll have some pass-throughs around noon, but just really keeping track of our website for those schedules and those closure maps. All of the information will be on there. And it's just something to keep in mind. It's only for 4 weeks. We're trying to squeeze it in between spring break and Memorial Day weekend to get that out of the way. And then after that, it'll be for another 4 weeks of 30-minute delays. So it's a short period of time, but if you're planning to come middle of April through middle of May, just making sure you go on our website. If not, when you go through the entrance station, you'll get a park newspaper. It'll be on there and you'll get whatever information you need about that.
And just
Yeah,
to
so
remind
everybody.
you, I'm sorry, just want to remind people that the parks do remain open and they can access Giant Forest by entering through the 180 entrance and heading south along the General's Highway. Just wanted to make sure that they know that the parks do remain open and that they can access all the big trees and all those top sites just by entering through the Kings Canyon entrance during that
Yeah,
time.
and
All
it's
of our main
beautiful. It's a
features will
beautiful
be
drive.
open.
I love that drive going up, going from Visalia up to, to Kings Canyon Way. I think it's spectacular. And then what's interesting going along the General's Highway between Kings Canyon and also into Sequoia is you've got Sequoia National Forest in the middle, or is it Giant Sequoia National Monument? It's hard for us visitors to know, okay, did I step on forest or parkland? Which one is it? But it's all connected, in regards to biodiversity, right?
That's right. Yeah, they have giant sequoias. You can, it's a lot of people will miss that they're going between jurisdictions. It's all gorgeous. The main difference really is for visitors who have pets or, who want a different type of experience from what we are able to offer in the national park. So we don't allow dogs on our trails. And so it's, when people are traveling with pets, that can be difficult because you're only allowed to have them in the parking lot or your campsite, but not really take them exploring with you. But all you have to do is just drive a little bit further or go to the Forest Service land, and you have a range of options there.
So when we talk about, the giant forest and these giant sequoia trees, you want to give some people that have never heard of the giant sequoia tree yet, and maybe new to our podcast too, and new to the area, give everyone the idea of just how giant these trees are. And you've got some spectacular giants that they're iconic, like the General Sherman and ones like that they should visit General Grant if they're in Kings Canyon, right?
Yeah, giant sequoias are, I mean, we here at Sequoia National Park have the largest living organism on the planet. So the General Sherman tree is the largest tree on Earth by volume. It's about 25 stories tall. So that's how tall, I mean, just imagine a skyscraper building. That's how tall they get. They are known, I mean, we have 2 to 3,000 year old trees that have, been here for thousands and thousands of years, and they are large. They're just not just super tall, but they're also large by volume. Coastal redwoods are the tallest trees, and so they're skinnier and taller. We are we're the biggest, largest trees in the world because of the volume. And so large giant sequoias, they're majestic, especially now when you see snow on the ground, the red bark just really stands out, and it's a beautiful, picturesque experience just walking through the groves. It really makes you feel so tiny when you're walking among the giants, and you realize, it just gives you a different perspective on life.
And it's a real fresh feeling too when you're out there. The air just, I know we're up, but like you're saying, there's the foothills with the wildflowers and all of that to explore, but going up there and this just the sound of being in a forest is a whole new world. It's just so, it's magical, like you're saying. And one thing I wanted to touch on is there are so many different experiences between the two parks and the Hume Lake District of when you're just all up in that area of the General's Highways. You just told me about a soundscape project, which I think is really fascinating to give people an idea if they go to Kings Canyon to go to the visitor center there, because this will give people an idea before they even head out, right, about what they can experience in the different altitudes.
Yes, there was a wonderful soundscapes project that took place a few years ago, and now there's a new exhibit in the Kings Canyon Visitor Center where you stand under a dome and you're able to hear sounds from the different elevations. So one of the special features of Sequoia and Kings Canyon is that if you enter Sequoia National Park, you're at about 1,700 feet in elevation. By the time you reach Giant Forest, you're at about 6,700 feet in elevation, and that's just within like a 1 hour drive. You are just scaling that much elevation. And beyond that, if you go up into wilderness, you then reach, we have Mount Whitney that's part of the parks, and that's the highest peak in the lower 48. And so with that much elevation, we understand that our visitors really stay on the main corridor and don't get to experience and stop and listen to the different sounds. So this exhibit really, you're able to experience the birds of, this area, or the bighorn sheep of, the high ranges. And so just the different sounds that go along with the different areas of our parks. And so that's really cool. It's also on our website. And so I really, that story map is really wonderful. You get to kind of experience the park in a different way.
And everyone, I'm going to put a link to it in the show notes, so check it out, because I was looking at it before we were recording, and then I had to be nudged to get back on the recording because it's so cool. I'm like, it's beautiful. So it's a great way to experience and also plan your visit going to the parks. So Junior Ranger Day comes up on April 27th. And so Junior Rangers are for all ages. I'm just saying. So can you give people an idea of what they can expect when they go to the park to go and get the Junior Ranger book? But really, you can do this any time of year, right?
Yep, this is every single day of the year. I come stop by a visitor center. That's where you can pick up your Junior Ranger activity book. And as you just take it with you as you visit the parks, you learn different things, you fill in, what you're seeing throughout the parks, and you complete the activities, take it back to a visitor center, and you get your Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks a special wooden Junior Ranger badge. Each park has their own custom badge, and so it's really something that it's a collector's item. It's a free souvenir when you're coming to the parks, and it's a really fun way. It also like guides you to look for different types of things that you may not even consider just without the activity book. So it's for all ages. On Junior Ranger Day, we will be having special programming throughout the parks, and so you'll have rangers out under tents and providing information and programs. So that's going to be happening. We're also participating in an event in Visalia, the Jamboree at Moonee Grove Park. And so we'll be there, our rangers will be there representing, and they'll be talking about Junior Ranger activities.
Very cool, because it's fun. I mean, I love the books. We get excited, and some of them you get to color. So we like that too. I do want to mention April 20th is the start of National Parks Week, and that is a fee-free day. So that's for families, this is a good thing. But it is a good thing also to get it passed if you can. It's a really cool. I love the ones that you can get annually. Or if you're a senior, right? The senior, you get a golden pack, like it's you have it forever, right, Cynthia? The senior, and then the military has free passes.
Yeah, so there's a variety of passes. So I really encourage everyone to look. If you are over the age, I think of 60,
65.
60, 65 or 66, I think is for the senior pass. If you are a Gold Star family or an active military member, there's passes there. We have new military passes where, before it was an annual, you would need to get a new one. Now our military passes are passes that you can keep. Other lifetime passes. So that was a change just from a year or two ago. There is Every Kid in the Park, or the Kids Every Kid Outdoor program, which is for fourth grade students. So that's free entry to them and their families for the year that they're fourth graders. I mean, and there's a range of fee-free days. So there's a lot of opportunities. And if you're planning this summer to just visit even two to three national parks over the summer, with each park entrance being about $30 range, it really is worth the investment to pay maybe $85 for an annual pass that will then, you can use for an entire,
Road
year from
trip.
the day you get it. So really a
Yeah.
great way to take advantage of that.
Well, and that makes a good point, because you guys are in a, I always get emails all the time. Hey, we're going here and going. So watch for a new road trip radio show coming up, because people travel according to national parks. So like you're close to Yosemite. There's Pinnacles National Park, even Point Reyes, Muir Woods, and things like, so people can do a loop. Death Valley, even Channel Islands. And, so I always tell people, loop them together, do a really cool road trip where you can, and when you do these parks that are kind of connected, you can see the biodiversity and the connectivity between the parks and the actual natural environment. So you're in this amazing corridor, and of course you've got the icons. I want to go to Suzanne, because I heard you just came back from Kings Canyon. We want to know. Give us the gossip of the canyon.
Actually, I was up in Sequoia a week ago, and it was just so spectacular. The drive into the park through the foothills, and all of the wildflowers that are blooming, all of the poppies that are in the foothills are turning the hills all a beautiful, that golden orange color. And then, like Cynthia said, with the snow along the side. side of the road with against the cinnamon bark. It's just a really pretty time of year. Daytime temperatures are fairly warm. Of course, weathers might change. We're in, early April, so weather changes rapidly. But it is a really great time to visit. Not a lot of people right now, so things aren't quite as crowded yet as they are at peak summertime. So this is a really those shoulder seasons are a good time to visit.
And what about, April? I remember April being the orange blossom time. Is that happening yet, or are we? Oh,
It is.
beautiful.
It's starting to see orange blossoms, and those have such a strong scent to them. It's a really pretty time. If you're heading up to the parks, actually, there's a couple of routes that we suggest that you drive off of the main highway that kind of takes you through those orchards and groves so you can get a glance at some of the agricultural lands around the area. And maybe you can smell some of those beautiful oranges that are starting to blossom right now.
So that's if people go to discoverthesequoias.com, that's a good way to go. And then also there's like that beautiful highway. I think it's an all-American highway, or it's an all-American highway, I think, that goes from like Porterville through Lindsay, Woodlake, and up towards Visalia. Am I getting my I don't ask me directions. I just travel the country and I have no clue. So I have no clue. Nobody ever listened to me. But there's that beautiful highway that goes up through there.
It's very easy to navigate around the county and to see all sorts of different outdoor spaces. We are very lucky to have an embarrassment of riches, as they say, with so many natural resources, the national parks, national forests, Kaweah Lake or Lake Kaweah and a success, great for boating and outdoor activities there, trails and other public lands that are just amazing. Sequoia Riverlands Trust has several properties around the county along the foothills and for wildflower viewing. This is a really spectacular place to visit. And at Kaweah Oaks Preserve, they are going to be hosting in May, on May 25th, the Go Native Cultural Event. One of our local tribes will be showcasing their cultural aspects of their community with drumming and showing people how weaving is done, basket weaving, and allow visitors to the opportunity to make some of these things, some walnut games that they have, like you use a little walnut shell to make sort of a dice-like thing that you can play a game with. And they'll have some food to taste. So it's a great event, and it's a great way to visit the Kaweah Oaks Preserve, which again, right now is just so beautiful. You wonder if you're in Ireland or Switzerland because you've got the snow-capped mountains in the distance and the green grass is just everything is just going crazy with growing. So it's a really beautiful time of year.
Oh man, I remember that out there. I love that park area, and it's a preserve, so you get to learn so much. And going to these kinds of events are cool. You were mentioning the Jamboree, so that's taking place at Mooney Grove Park, and Nancy and I got to experience Mooney Grove. And if you go all around the park, you will find peacocks and chickens, and they all ran to the car to visit with Nancy, because I don't know what happens whenever Nancy's anywhere around fowl. I don't know if that says anything, but whenever she's around chickens or peacocks, they come running to her. And she didn't do anything. They just saw her in the car and they all ran to her. So I'm just saying, go see the peacocks and the ducks. You've got ducks and geese. But this is a big urban park with a museum in there, all kinds of picnic areas. So I would definitely recommend that for families for a picnic. If you especially when you get into town or something, sometimes you just need to let the kids run, you know?
It was California's first county park, as a matter of fact. So set aside to protect those oak trees that are there. So it's a nice place to visit for that reason. Lots of these beautiful valley oak trees, and the museum that is there has one of the largest Native American basket collections on display. So lots of reasons to go visit. And the Main Street Jamboree is a great event. You'll see lots of exhibitors there, but an opportunity to see the park and to visit all of the different elements to the museum. They have a new one that just opened up, a new building for farm equipment, and they worked with the local high school students to renovate, if that's the right word, some antique farm equipment. So they have it all spruced up, looking nice, and they put it in a brand new building. So there are four different now elements to explore while you're there, and the museum is free to attend. So it's a great opportunity for visitors.
Very cool. So, and that you've got that beautiful that statue out there. I remember the statue too.
The end of the trail statue, James Earl Fraser. Yeah, it's a replica, bronze replica of the original plaster cast that's now in the Oklahoma Cowboy Hall of Fame Museum.
Yes, that's right.
I always get the name of the museum incorrect, but in Oklahoma City. So yeah, it's a beautiful sculpture. And there's others throughout the park. So, and lots of new murals there as well. I mean, I know that Exeter and all sorts of the communities around Tulare County have lots of murals to explore for an outdoor walk. And now there's many more at Mooney Grove.
That's cool. And I was going to say, so we've got, Visalia, you walk around. You've also got this trail that you were telling me about for cyclists, whether you want to walk or cycle, right? So just even this shows, I mean, when you go to the different communities, like I mean, we were in Tulare and Nancy and I went walking around. They have an amazing park system with fountains and ducks. Sorry, it's about the ducks, okay? I'm just saying. But they're beautiful, shady areas. There's, athletic things that you can do in these different parks. But Visalia, you've got that going, that quality of life piece too.
Well, I mean, and they're connecting these communities through the Santa Fe Trail runs from Tulare up to Visalia, and the St. John's River Parkway is a trail that runs along the St. John's River. It's now controlled by the Kaweah Lake Dam, so it doesn't have water in it year round. But there is a trail that dips down below streets that cross over the river so that you can be along the trail and not have to worry about being in traffic. So we have lots of cyclists out there, hikers, runners, walkers, families, dog walkers, and you can head from Cutler Park or to Cutler Park, which is a county park similar to Mooney Grove Park, all the way up to the rivers. Now I'm mixing up the name, but we have a big sports complex, soccer sports complex.
Oh,
So it's
okay.
maybe 6 miles, I think, in length, but you can obviously pop in at any point along the way. There's a nice trailhead at Ben Maddox and the St. John's River with a good parking area. And you can head, east and head towards Cutler Park for a really nice walk, have a picnic out at Cutler Park. It runs along the St. John's River. So when there's water in the river, it's a really pretty sit under the trees and watch the river flow by, or go the other direction towards the sports park. Either way, it's a great way to be outdoors and enjoy, especially the springtime weather that we're having.
The other thing too is Porterville has wonderful little parks as well. They've got some military parks, a Vietnam Veterans Memorial Park. Also, there's the one, the Centennial Park, and it's kind of like a plaza thing. And I think it's kind of what Tulare also has, that one in the center, right, with that giant gazebo. I think it's Zumwalt Park, named after Mr. Zumwalt, which you've got the Zumwalt Meadow in Kings Canyon. I actually wrote about him, and his history is interesting because I found his connection somewhere else, and now I don't know where it is, but I will find out. It's another rabbit hole for me, but the Zumwalt name is prevalent in this area. But in Porterville at the Centennial Plaza, they've got that beautiful mural marching through time, and it shows the history of their bands. They have a gazebo, and we've had like a little, dinner and picnics out there when music was playing. This is the thing, when spring goes into summer, all of these community parks start having music nights and things like that, which I think are super cool. So it's the best way to have a picnic is to go to one of those parks. I know Exeter does it, Porterville, Tulare. Do you do those kinds of things too in Visalia? Cool.
Yeah, there's lots of activities and sometimes even movies in the park. And
Cool.
the symphony, I don't know if it's on the schedule for this year, but they would do a symphony in the park. I'll talk about it on another show, but we'll have an exciting event at Mooney Grove Park with a piano. So I'll leave it at that for the moment. But in September, we have an exciting concert coming up that'll be outdoors.
Very cool, very cool. The other thing too is I want to bring up Woodlake Botanical Gardens. This has got to be a good time to go, and you can see the park from there, Cynthia. Whenever we go there, we wave at you because you see the snow-capped mountains, and it's just the beautiful garden. It's a community garden. Well, it's a community that has planted it. Olga and Manuel Jimenez, amazing, amazing folks. Getting Woodlake Pride to go in and working with the kids to grow things. That is to me like a treasure. It is, it's a It's a special, special place, and people need to go because you wouldn't believe what grows out in Tulare County until you go there, you know?
Well, and they're constantly making changes to it. I mean, it's if you've been to it once, you've been to it once. Now you can go again and it'll be a whole different park for you because they're constantly cultivating new plants and just they're working on it all the time. It's just a labor of love for them, but it's a great thing to visit.
Roses, blueberries, artichokes in trees, and I mean, all of it. It's really a definite place you want to go have a picnic there for sure. And that's what I want to close with, ladies, picnics. We can't talk about parks without picnics. Or now I want to go to you, Cynthia, because when you go to the park, now I know that we need to be careful about bears and picnics and, you know, even what you put in your backpack or leave in your car, right? So any tips on that? And you can also get things in the stores in the parks, right? If you left your sandwiches by accident.
Yeah, our market in the Lodgepole area is actually opening, I believe, this weekend. And so they're reopening for the season. So that's a new opening. The market in Kings Canyon and Grant Grove is open year round, but the lodges, Waxahachie Lodge and John Muir Lodge, everything is now opening up for the season. Campgrounds will begin opening soon in the different areas. And so it's that reopening period, that spring period of
It's
things just coming
exciting.
back to life after the winter season. For picnics, if you're making me choose of where I would go, I'm going to say this time of year, I think I would go to Hospital Rock. So between, so on your way up to Giant Forest from the foothills, I think you just go to Hospital Rock. It's your last restroom before you go up to Giant Forest. But nice picnic area. There's new Native American exhibits that were redone just a couple years ago. And a lot of people miss it. But if you just go across the street, you can go down and hike along the river. There's really great areas along the river to just go explore. There's also just Native American cultural sites that you can explore. It's just a really great area. It's something that a lot of people miss because they get really excited about getting up to the giant sequoias. And so they just want to go up as quickly as they can. But especially if we're going to have these traffic delays, or if you're waiting for that noon pass through on Mondays and Fridays, and you just need a last minute, restroom stop before you head up there, Hospital Rock, don't miss it. That area is open year round. It's a really great spot for
And Hospital
picnic.
Rock itself is a petroglyph site that people can look at,
Yes. Yeah,
which is
exactly.
absolutely incredible. I mean, it's because you don't even see those colors very often, you know, of on the rock. So that's a whole different look, you know. It's hey, you're in a different place. So what I want to know is what's in your picnic basket that you would say reflects Tulare County's bounty, the bounty
Okay.
of Tulare County.
I would say I would pack some banana nut bread that I like to make, but I make it with walnuts from our friends Walnut Grove in Visalia. And so that's in my picnic basket. I would probably stop. I love Sierra Subs and Three Rivers. And so I would
Yes.
probably stop at Sierra Subs on my way up and get some really great sandwiches from there. Really great lemonade and iced tea. So I think that's, I would some a little bit of the valley, but also like the Three Rivers sandwiches. And I think that's what makes maybe some chocolates from Reimers,
Oh.
a little
Ooh.
dessert. Yeah. So I think that's what
Yeah,
would be in
yeah.
the basket.
I like that. Oh, okay, so you've got all that and just any tips on people. When do you use the bear boxes? Is that when you're camping and going for a hike, to put your food in?
I would say to be safe, use them year round if they're accessible, or if you're in an area that has a bear box. Less so in the winter, but if you once we start getting into spring, later in the fall, I would just say be safe, use the bear boxes. If not, making sure things are tucked away in your trunk, out of sight, in coolers, just anything that's scented. And it's not just food items; it's toothpaste if you're camping. It's Check your kid's car seat. Is there, my kid likes goldfish. And so clean out the goldfish that are stuck in the car seat. So just anything with a scent within your car. Strong bears are very strong and very determined when they're food conditioned. So
And they're
you
coming out
really
of their kind of hibernation. And you know,
yeah.
when we all wake up, we're hungry. So they're
That's right.
hungry. They're looking for Goldilocks. But anyway, so Suzanne, tell us where your favorite picnic spot's going to be.
So As I mentioned, I was up in the parks a week or so ago, and I had a group of visitors from France, and we packed a charcuterie box for each person and brought some extra oranges from the area. And we stopped at Hospital Rock because I agree with you, that's a great little spot before you head up the hill. And so everyone can use the restroom. We had a great picnic lunch. They could see the Native American sites that are right there. So it was a really terrific thing. And I think a charcuterie is very much indicative of the area because it's got the cheeses and the fruits and the, and it really just sort of represents everything that's great about this county. So I that's what it would, I enjoyed
Yeah.
that.
Can we bring some wine now? I'm like,
Yeah. Is it lunch yet? I'm hungry.
yeah, it is where I am. But now it's like, it's really bad. Now it's like, I'm going, can we go into wine time? You mentioned the charcuterie board. I'm like, out in nature, a little bit of wine, a little, and fruit and nuts and cheese is good. That's a good blend, huh? For going out into nature. It's good protein and all those minerals and salts keep you going. So good stuff. Of course, always take water. That's also an important thing.
Well, Lisa,
So
come out for the wine walk. It's this month.
tell everybody what time again. There it is. You can't
April
leave it out.
26th. Right here in the downtown area. That's always a really fun event to get a little sip here and a little sip there. And the Visit Visalia office will be one of the spots along the route, so they could come in and say
Cool.
hello.
Yeah.
We'd love to see people.
A lot of
Awesome.
charcuterie boards also part of that event. I did it last year. It was great.
Oh, really? Okay, now this is dangerous. I'll just drive across the country again. Why not?
Come on back, Lisa.
Big trees, wine and cheese. I mean, come on, and chocolate. You mentioned the chocolate.
That's
Yeah.
right.
I heard that Stafford's took over Reimers. Is that true gossip?
That
This
is
is a thing to
true.
bring up on a show. Is this gossip true?
Yeah, that's
Scandal.
true.
Chocolate scandals of Tulare County. Well, hey, I Reimers is, I know that's a thing where people come out of the park and that's like the first thing they do is go get ice cream there. So it's a
We
that's
did. We stopped, and when I
summer
brought the
tradition.
French people down the hill, we stopped at Reimers to get an ice cream at the end of the day and went out on the deck outside of the gift shop and watched the river flowing by. So it was really a great day.
Wow. Good stuff, everyone. Everyone, discover the sequoias.com and keep up with Suzanne in Visalia. Go to visit visalia.com and, of course, for the National Park Service. And this is really important again with those road changes and closures. But it's for every park that you go to, trust me, look at the website first. I've arrived in parks thinking that they'll be open at night, and some of them just aren't. So everyone go to nps.gov for all national parks, but for Sequoia and Kings Canyon, it's nps.gov/SEKI. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you very
Thank you so
much
much.
for
Happy
having
visiting
us.
next month.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us here on Big Blend Radio's California Sequoia Country Show. New episodes air every first Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time. You can keep up with the show at bigblendradio.com, but also plan your Tulare County escape. Go to discoverthesequoias.com.